Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
You're listening to Scientific Healing Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts, developing my own system that has helped hundreds and hundreds of people. Get help from me with your free, powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I am inviting back the people that do Focus Life for Force Energy that help heal your home. We had them on the show back in June, and I'm so excited because I've heard that they have a new set of frequencies and a new set of program that not only help heal your home, but also shift other things. So I'd like to welcome back to the show Jeff Stedman and Clayton Stegman. Did I get that right? Or did I do it backwards?
Backwards on that, yeah. Jeff Stegman. We should just change our names. Don't you the same? It would be a lot easier.
It would. I think that's really amazing when I saw that you have similar last names, right? So anyway, thank you, Jeff and Clayton, for coming back on and telling us about your programs. But I'd like to reintroduce you just very briefly, how you two guys met. I know one's an engineer and one's a pastor, and just that combination, it's like me, I'm the one. I am science and spiritual all mixed into one, but you had to be two people to do that. So and I think that's normal, and you know, I'm kind of like an oddball, but I think that's really normal, and I'm really excited to talk about the new things, because new things are coming on board for people with your simple subscription plan of having people's houses healed. So tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, this is Jeff speaking, and yeah, Clayton and I got to know each other. He's from BC, Canada, and I'm in the United States. And I was working with him. He was a consciousness coach for me. So we were working on raising various levels of my consciousness, and as he does with his clients. And I got to know his ability to measure using kinesiology and on the Dr. David Hawkins map of consciousness scale. And you know, in the midst of that relationship, we got to be friends and discovered a technology that is, you know, it's very similar in some ways to what Nikola Tesla was doing with high-speed alternating current. And it's a device or a system to pull in subtle energies, existing life force energies, and concentrate it or focus it on a spot. And then we put our programs into that place, and we see a very positive effect on a property. And so along the way in the discovery, we discovered that we could, you know, associate or entangle with a property this device, and that we could have these programs or these written instructions actually have this effect, and then we could measure through various means to see what was happening. So Clayton and I found this machine, this device, this invention, and then we've been developing it for many, many years since then. Yeah. Would you like to add to that?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Anastasia, you mentioned that one of us was an engineer and one of us was a pastor, and Jeff certainly has engineering capabilities, but I'm my background is working in the education and development field, and even though I've spent a lot of years in religions, various types, I'm not a pastor, so I just thought I should say that.
Okay, but you're more on the spiritual side of it rather than the technical side.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that there's different ways of approaching spirituality. I think that Jeff's path, and I won't speak for him totally, but his path has been business as a spiritual path and creating a high consciousness culture in his corporations that he's CEO of.
Yeah, well, this is really, this is really huge right now. More and more people are moving towards that. So you're right at the cutting edge, and I think this is so awesome. So we've covered a lot of your background in the previous show that's on the website diamondhealingradio.com. It's on the June 16 of this year. And if people want to access it, they can access it by putting /FLFE, which stands for Focused Life Force Energy. And the thing that's really amazing and something that I've known for a long time is that you can project positive energy, but I didn't from person to person, but doing it with a machine is even better. I also know that when you record things, you can record the positive energy. That's why films are so interesting, because you can watch the actors or actresses emoting on the screen and people absorb it right from the recordings, and they are affected emotionally. So this is a one way to help people understand what it is you do exactly, because you know, and also with songs, when the singer is singing and they're in the emotion of the words and they project that emotion out, people really get goosebumps by listening to it, because they are feeling that emotion that person is projecting out. So, and you can listen to that song over and over and you'll feel it again and again. So this is one way of somebody to imagine what it is that you're doing, projecting that energy onto a home or a business. So tell us a little bit about the new things that you're developing, and we're going to talk about what the benefits are, you know, what some of the positive things that you've seen from that. So I know that some of the programs are now aimed towards health. Could we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, this is Jeff. Yeah, in raising the level of consciousness of a property, you know, a big mission is creating the optimal conditions for people to evolve, for human evolution. And that health is a big restraint to that, or your body can be a big restraint to that. So we started developing ways to create the optimal condition for healing and health in an environment, in a, as you said, like a healed space or a home.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed a series of very specific programs relating to areas of health that we were able, through our research, to see that those were restraints for people, you know, common restraints. So one of the first ones we did was, or one of the most recent ones of the series, is an anti-stagnation, which is similar to acupressure in that it's creating the optimal conditions for the body to flow subtle energies through all of the meridians and to all the organs and all the places in the body, and to clear up any blocks that are there. And so that's really important, to get that whole thing moving so that some of these other programs that follow can have the best effect.
Yes, that's exactly the role that many healers also take. And what we call blocks, a lot of people say, well, what's a block? Well, if you have an old memory, it gets stored not in the brain, it gets stored in the body. And when you have acupuncture done on that place and you stimulate that area, the memory is released and you relive it. This has happened very often. My doctor, the first time I had acupuncture, I remembered things I hadn't thought of in decades. And she came in, she saw me crying and upset, and I told her that I was able to see those memories, that they're stored in the body. So the block is really the memory that's like constricting that area, especially if it was an emotionally charged memory. It's constricting that area, and what you're doing is just relaxing it, releasing the memory, and letting it go. So this is a gentle way of doing it. You don't have to poke yourself with needles.
And we've gotten some really good feedback from people where things that they were stuck on, where they had trouble moving forward with, whether it was an addiction or a habit that they wanted to change, that they found that they were able to do it so much more easily because those blocks were supported to flow and to be gone. So, yeah, the anti-stagnation was important to get the body sort of fully, so that we, in Focus Life Force Energy and the environment of the home or business, there's so much more energy available, but then you really need to move it through the body. The body takes it up, and so those moving those blocks was really important. Another program then was grounding. So it's, you know, as you've done in your work, Anastasia, that how important it is to be, you know, standing out on the earth with your bare feet and connect your field to the earth's field and let those electrons move.
Yeah, so you bring in the earth energy. So even some of my healing audios, I tell people to put their feet on the ground and imagine the earth energy coming up from the ground into their body and running through to help open up the channels. And the other thing is to release. So you open your feet up and release. So this is a way to do this via the simple way, via this sending your focused life force energy into someone's home.
Mm-hmm. So that energy available in the home, so we're directing it with this program and basically in the environment, the body can use it to connect to the earth. And according to our calculations, it's about 95% of standing barefooted on the ground. So it's not quite as good as out there. So we encourage people to go out and, you know, wiggle your toes in the dirt. But this gets you pretty darn close, so... So that was another piece to allow the body to flow with the earth now. So you're pulling from the energy of the field, the body's invigorating itself, and it's also now connected to the earth. So the immune system was the next one. Clayton uses kinesiology to measure the operational efficiency of the immune system. And we looked to create the environment for the body to be fully functional in its immune response. You want to talk about that at all, Clayton?
Yeah, thanks. This was a really interesting topic because one of the assumptions we made was that to have the immune system optimized would be for people to never have any form of illness. And as we did our research, the way that we write our programs is we write a context out, which is the intent of the program. And then we measure the level of truth or the level of consciousness of the program within that context. And what we discovered was that colds or temporary illnesses are beneficial to the body because they stimulate the body's own innate intelligence as it expresses as resistance to viruses and bacteria. And so we had to allow for that to happen in the body so that the body can continue to evolve just as it has since there's been bodies to the various other evolutionary aspects of nature, which are germs and viruses and bacteria. And the context for that was to allow the body to evolve and maybe to experience a slight cold or runny nose or fever, and yet still have the person being able to function consciously. So they can choose to, take time off, or they can choose to continue on and take care of what they need to do their job or take care of the family. But it doesn't shut people down and have them bedridden, either for a day or 2 days or indefinitely. And probably worth saying that at the end of every program, we have a safety valve. And the safety valve is that everything is done in the highest and best interest of all creation. And it wasn't until Jeff and I discovered the safety valve that we felt that we could use this as a, or do this as a business. And, you know, if we had the resources personally, we'd probably be giving it all away. It's just that, you know, we don't have a certain amount of resources, and a business model or monetizing the service, which has certainly up to this point been the best way to have it grow, just with the cost of research and development and building machines and, you know, staffing offices and things.
Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stopped being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationships. Go to scientifichealer.com. Before the break, we were talking to Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stedman about bringing high-frequency, subtle energies into your environment, which in turn helps you become healthier. I'm sure you're wondering whether this is something you should even think about or consider. Let's continue this conversation. The monetization is so tiny compared to the benefit. So right, and there's also something else to that. There's also an energy exchange. In other words, work isn't done unless energy is exchanged. So if I were to offer my healing, for example, to everyone for free, because somebody says, oh, well, it's a gift. And I say, well, you have the gift too, but you didn't learn it. I did. And would you go to a doctor and ask for surgery for free? Well, he has a gift. He was born with a brilliant brain and, you know, steady hands. But he's chosen to train them to do those things. And it's the same with me. I've spent many, many years training in healing, the healing arts, that, you know, for me to do that for free would not allow an energy exchange. In other words, they need to give me the money in exchange for becoming well. And if they don't, if they keep asking me for free, nothing happens because they don't value it. Their body doesn't value it. It's just the same what we were talking, is that when you put an apple, a organic fresh apple in your mouth, it has a different energy than if you have an old conventionally grown apple. It has a completely different energy. And so, you know, it's just same thing, like giving, you know, for somebody to pay you for this service, it's really important for them to be paying you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the places where you give, Yeah, and the places where you gift it, which I think is also important, the places where you gift it, it's where everybody else can pay, can and do, and the places where you gift it is where it's so badly needed, you know, in certain places of worship and in refugee camps where it will raise the consciousness level to above hope, where they will start to actually do something that they have that they recognize, the people that are in these camps can recognize that it only takes one individual to change something. And by doing that, you're gifting, you know, everybody is basically contributing to gift the world that. And I think that's just amazing. So, you know, yes, we would all give it away for free if we could. I would, you know, but we can't.
Yeah. It's a very interesting point. The main, the prime directive or the main focus of Jeff, you know, Jeff and I working together is to do what's in the highest and best interest of all creation.
Yes, exactly.
It's a pretty high ideal. And, you know, and what we've continually tested as what's in the highest and best interest of all creation is to charge for it, Anastasia. And it's, I think you hit the nail right on the head in explaining the principle behind that as we understand it, is that it's appropriate to have an exchange of money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that ever changes, we'll look at it, but we do check in once in a while. And, mm-hmm. and that's how this is supposed to be distributed.
Yeah, and it's a nominal amount, a dollar, essentially a dollar a day. It's a very nominal mm-hmm. amount. So let's talk about some of the benefits. You highlighted some of these programs that are really beneficial mm-hmm. to the human existence by boosting immune system. Like when I boost the immune system, I go for the thymus gland, the spleen, everything that cleans up, the liver, the kidneys, the bladder, everything, the skin. These are all part of the immune system, in my view, because they're cleaning the body up of all the problems. And you're right. There are things that do stimulate the immune system. Like one is having cold and attack. Another one would be the bitter flavor in our mouth stimulates. Like if we eat something that's bitter. And what's bitter mostly are greens, vegetables, mm-hmm. right? And it does stimulate the immune system. So mm-hmm. by energetically figuring this out, this is, to me, is amazing. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the results that people have gotten since you've instituted some of these new frequencies in your life energy.
Well, as we're adding these, and, you know, there's others like antioxidants and the GI tract. Yeah, what we're seeing, you know, the body, the movement is the body to be free of pain, to work well, you know, to be highly functional and to be adaptable. Yeah, and what we're seeing with people, you know, first off is a immediate increase in energy available to them, where they feel like they are more rested. They can focus during the day and concentrate. So if the body is free of pain and it's working well, you can just do more. You can be, you know, focused on what you need to do and not have to be constantly, you know, trying to be comfortable or trying to do things to adapt to the pain. And
yeah, well, pain is tiring. Pain is very tiring. I used to be in constant pain. My back always hurt, and it hasn't hurt for a long time. But pain is very tiring. It does distract. And what people will do to avoid pain would be basically avoid their life. Right? They'll either do drugs, or they'll do focused activities, become workaholics. You know, gamblers, you know, something that will distract them from the pain of their life, whether it's emotional pain, mental pain, or physical pain, you know, something is going to distract them. So getting them out of pain is like awesome. It opens up a whole new world for them.
Yeah, and I believe that the immune support may be part of the increase in energy too, mm-hmm. in that they're just, the body is, has more resources available, so that you feel you just have more reserves, more energy to work. So that's one thing we hear a lot from people. The GI tract optimization, which we have now in the system, what I've noticed and others have noticed is eating less and getting more out of it, it seems like. So that, you know, I'm not eating as big of meals, I'm feeling full, I have lots of energy, my weight seems to be regulated much more easily, because the candida, we're now balancing the candida as well as the other beneficial organisms. And so the cravings for sugar seem to be a lot lessened, and the body just seems to self-regulate into that perfect health or that underlying health that's best for the body and its own innate intelligence to do that. So that's, we hear that, and people that have been on the GI tract optimization for longer. We put things on a smaller group, an inner circle first, and we do testing and refinement, and then it goes on the whole subscription group.
So that means everybody who has a subscription to it gets all of these programs you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. We really feel that creating the most value for that, like you said, it's $30 a month, creating the most value where people can feel that value and stay with us, you know, for a long time. And we can all grow together, you know, we can all grow in creating the perfect body or the body that serves us, and then create also a rise in consciousness and sort of a journey that we're all on together. And the more value and the more that we can do, the more people will stay and benefit.
Yeah, that's just so awesome and so amazing. And I have encouraged many of my clients to, you know, try it for 2 weeks and see if they notice a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I had it turned on, or when you turned it on here, I felt it instantly. Like I felt a change bodily immediately. Like there was something that got released out of here. And people walk into my home and they go, "Wow, this is like, feels really awesome in here. You have such good energy in here." And everybody says it. And even if it's, you know, there's four people living in an 1,100 square feet, and one of them's a baby, so he counts as about four himself. You know how it is. The walker and the big toys and the, you know, everything everywhere, the high crib. Chair, the crib, the whole thing. And he just takes up, but it, you know, it's a joy to have a 1-year-old here, but he does take up a lot of space. And we were just talking about the subscription. And, you know, I would encourage everybody to at least, that's listening to this, to at least try it out. And if you want to know more information, to go to diamondhealingradio.com/FLFE. And I will have the second show up on the same page as the first show, so people can listen to that too. And now that we have an upgrade, and there is a place to connect with you guys directly. So we just, they just click on the link, and you will get, Jeff and Clayton will get notified that you're interested, and it will take you directly to their website. So you can sign up for the free 2-week trial immediately.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look forward to connecting with everyone. And,
yeah.
We're all on this journey together, and, you know, the more healthy we can be, and the more that we can raise our own individual consciousness, the more that it helps the whole planet.
Well, the one thing that I have observed, just to add to that, the one thing that I've observed in working with hundreds and hundreds of clients, and as their health improved, their relationships improved, and their wealth improved. I've had some people, many of the people I work with are entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs tend to be a little more open-minded and a little more on the cutting edge. Like if you talk to a, you know, a low level executive or a banker and you tell them I'm a healer, they kind of like go, oh. But if I tell an entrepreneur, they go, oh, tell me more. And so I'll talk to them and they'll notice that their income increases. I had one lady in 1 month, her increase went up by a factor of 6. And that's not usual. She's the outlier, but it does happen. She's a TV producer and closed 6 deals in 1 month, as opposed to the previous 6 months where she only closed 1 deal. So right, this is you know, physical health, financial health, and relationship health is all so intertwined. Some people can master one, but to master all of them, you really need to, what you call, raise your consciousness. I call it raising your frequency. And we also know that the body's frequency, the higher it is, the healthier it is. And also the smarter it is, the brain functions better. And as the frequency goes down, it goes into illness and disease. And the difference between, you know, meditating and moving yourself out of depression and hopelessness, the difference between that energy that you're at in those low levels to being in a higher place is the difference between life and death on the frequency scale. We know that from measuring the bioenergetic frequencies around bodies. So this is a really, you know, why not? Not everybody can afford a healer, but everybody can afford a dollar a day. So, So this is all we have time for. Or did you want to add one more thing?
I have some other little notes about GI tract and antioxidants, but I don't need to get lost in minutia. If you want to hear them, I'm glad to share it. If you want to
pass, well, so GI, yeah, just as an addendum, since you've focused on that, GI tract is where the immune system starts, right? Because that's where we bring in the foreign bodies. So working on the GI tract, it's one of the toughest places for me to heal. Very tough. Cancer is way easier, believe it or not. So
yeah, it seems to be one of the things at the end of the chain, if you will, that we're going down to optimize things to get the GI tract really highly functional. It's hard. It's challenging for a lot of us.
Yes, because we're taking in everything. We take in bacteria, we take in food. A lot of people are eating stuff that's not food. You know, they go to McDonald's and about 90% of that is not food. It's like so highly processed. You know, the beef is bleached. I mean, hello. And you know, everything's GMO. The soy stuff they put in things is GMO. The corn is GMO. Everything is GMO, which is genetically modified organisms. It's been modified to allow people to use herbicides in the fields, and it won't kill that plant. It'll kill everything else. So, you know, these are dangerous for our body, and people are eating it. That's why our GI tracts are so compromised. Yeah, so it's really awesome that you guys are working on that. And so I'll work from my end telling everybody to eat healthy organic food. And you work from your end getting their environments healing to them.
Yep.
So awesome. Well, now this is really all we have time for. Thank you so much for being on the show again and telling us about your new developments. I'm so excited to always hear about your new developments.
Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be with you, and we always learn a lot from talking to you as well.
Okay.
Yes, and we have lots of more things in the pipeline, so next time we release a bunch, we'll let you know.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guests, Clayton and Jeff. You can connect with them at diamondhealingradio.com/FLFE. And from there, you'll be taken to links to the new show and also to connect with them directly. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free and brief powerful healing audio that one of my clients listens to several times a day to be able to run her multiple six-figure business with clarity. This is Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.